Everybody's warming up right now. And allow me to introduce you to Deasia. Hi, Deasia.
Hi.
How old are you?
8.
It's really nice to meet you. It is kind of cold in this room, isn't it? You know?
Yes.
It's this room is kept, I always tell people it's, the thermostat is more for the equipment than for us, you know, to keep it from getting too hot because the equipment generates a lot of heat. Where do you go to school?
Kelly.
So you'll be going there coming up in the fall, and I'm going to guess that you are going into third grade.
Yes.
I got it. What do you like in school? Do you have any favorite subjects?
Math.
And what are you? What did you finish up doing in math last year? Trying to think, third grade.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to remember. You've done fractions and stuff and percentages, right? You might have done that a while ago. Well, let's meet who's there. What's your name?
I'm Becca.
Becca. And Becca, where are you from?
I live in Swissvale.
It's nice to have you here. It's Race Around the Square Day in Regent Square today.
It certainly is.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a massage therapist.
And what got you involved in Big Brothers Big Sisters?
I don't really remember. I think it was I was looking to do some kind of volunteer work, and I like to do like one-on-one things. I enjoy being with kids, so I kind of figured that this would be a good match for me.
Well, this kid clearly enjoys being with you. What's fun about being with Becca Deasia?
Food.
Does she cook?
I cook.
Oh, you cook. Tell me a little bit about cooking. What do you like to cook?
Tacos.
So, what makes a good taco? What's the secret to a good taco?
I can't tell you.
Do you like spicy tacos? Oh, I really like hot and spicy tacos. But is there anybody else in your family you would like to say hello to?
Hi, Bubba and Noodle and Puppet.
And who are they?
My cousins.
I'm glad. And it must be nice to spend time together. How long have you two been matched?
A little over 2 years.
Wow. So you have a lot of fun memories. What was it like when you first met? Do you remember?
No.
No? Was it scary?
No.
No? Do you remember what it was like, Becca?
It was nice. I mean, when you get first matched, you meet at the office. And they just sort of interview both of us to see, to make sure that we'll be compatible and whether or not we would like to stay together. And we said yes, and it's just been smooth sailing since then.
What are some of the things you've done together besides cooking, Deasia? Have you gone anywhere special with Becca? Tell me about some of the things you've done.
We went to the Pirates game and a football game.
Wow, a Steeler game? What football game was
that? The Powers.
Oh, nice. So you got to see them play.
2 times.
Nice.
Yep. What did we do when we were there? We got to give them
T-shirts.
We gave out T-shirts one time. We volunteered to do that, give back to the community a little bit. But then also a couple times we've been able to get on the field, and when the football players come out, and we give high fives to them.
Yeah. Well,
that's
isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you play any sports or like to do anything outside?
Soccer.
Excellent. And Kelly School was such a good school. I've been to Kelly
School.
We got
a park.
Nice. What do you like to do in the park?
Swing.
Do you like the swings that are round on the bottom or the ones that are like flat and straight? Do you know those?
Flat.
How come?
Because they get to go higher and higher.
Yeah, they do go higher. I always liked those ones, too. They're all a little bit different. Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
A hairstylist.
You'd be good at that, I'll bet. In fact, you two could go into business together. You could have a massage therapist and a hairstylist, and you could, you know, help people feel good and look good at the same time. It's perfect.
Good plan.
I think it's a good plan. You two ever gone out on a trip just somewhere you've never ever been before, maybe out in nature or just a little bit beyond the Pittsburgh area?
We've gone to like pumpkin patches for Halloween.
Oh, that had to be neat. What was that like?
It was fun. I want to go again.
I've never been to a pumpkin patch. What does it look like when you go there?
You get to pick a pumpkin.
Nice. That has to be a lot of fun.
And it is in the fall.
So you remember before you had Becca in your life, right? Before she was around Deasia? Or no? Does it seem like she's always been here? That's a very nice thing. Becca, I know you remember before Deasia.
Yeah.
How has your life changed?
It's fantastic. She brings sunshine to my life. She's always smiling.
Yeah, she sure is.
She makes me smile.
What does she do to make you smile?
When I do this, she tickles me.
That's a good way to get people to smile.
And I don't like people tickling me because I'm too ticklish.
Are you able to make her smile?
She always smiles.
Yeah, she seems like the kind of person who's always smiling. So you two probably see each other face-to-face every couple of weeks or so, I'm guessing. How do you keep in touch during the time in between?
Not too much. Usually I'm just texting her mom to find out if she's available to do stuff.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, that's just amazing. So what else do you like to cook besides tacos?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Excellent. Sounds like you're a really good cook, which
I am. I help my mom, too.
That's nice. What does your mom cook that you really like?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
That's my favorite.
Well, let's bring Sandra Aritano in. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
This match has to make you feel so happy.
Oh, they do. They're a wonderful match. They've been together for over 2 years, and Becca's been so very consistent with seeing Deasia, and they just seem like they always have a lot of fun, and they're both always smiling, so...
Yeah, Deasia, I like. I'm waiting for you to break out into song, or you just are one of the most charming people I've ever met. I'll bet everybody thinks you're charming, do they?
Even
your aunt thinks you're charming. I think so. Do you play any musical instruments or sing or do anything?
I just sing.
I had a feeling you might sing.
We like to sing in the car.
Oh, singing in the car is fun. Do you
I
have
just
a,
sing it for you.
I'd love to hear you sing.
Help me.
No.
Yes, you do.
What are we singing? You tell me.
Okay.
You want to sing Justin Bieber? That's your favorite, right?
Okay. We're all set whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
I was like, baby, 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 baby. Oh, like, baby, 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 baby. No. Like, baby, 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 baby. Oh.
Oh, that was pretty good. You guys harmonize like sisters, but you are with big brothers, big sisters.
Right.
It's a great song. I have some presents for you. First one, in no particular order, is a pass to the Children's Museum. You can use it today, or you can use it any time you want to.
Thank you.
Enjoy everything. And I have an official radio patch. These have to be earned. That's what you get when you appear on the radio. You're very welcome. And a pencil for the new school year.
School rules!
And I hope you'll call us some Saturday morning. You know, you can call from home and join us on the radio. And maybe we'll get out to Kelly School. I would love to. We visit a lot of schools.
It's in Wilkinsburg.
Yeah, I'll bet it's on Kelly Avenue, right? I think it's on Kelly.
I don't know where it is.
I love Wilkinsburg. I
like McDonald's.
There's a McDonald's on Penn Avenue, right?
And Wilkinsburg.
Yeah, right. And what do you get when you go to McDonald's?
A toy.
How about what do you get to eat?
Nuggets, a hamburger, French fries, and milk. And toys.
So, Deasia, I'm curious, like, if McDonald's didn't have the toy, would you go someplace that did have a toy instead?
Yes.
McDonald's knows what they're doing with those toys, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I go to McDonald's every now and then, too. That's a nice thing to do.
Do you have kids?
I don't. That's my wife over there, Ricky, and we have a cat.
Cat?
Yes, kitty cat.
I don't like cats.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, she's not here, so there's...
I like dogs.
Do you? Do you have a dog? No, I like dogs, too.
But my brothers do.
Oh, do you get to play with them?
No, they're big.
Okay, but I meant your brother's dog. Do you ever get to see your brother's dog? Or do you mean the dogs are big?
No, they're this
The brothers are big.
They're both big.
Both big.
Yeah, the brothers are older.
Big, big brothers.
One got married.
Well, that's nice.
And he's in school.
Well, that's very nice. Did you go to the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. That had to be a lot of fun. Well, I really enjoyed having you here. Would you recommend that people become a little sister if they're looking for somebody to hang out with? Has it been fun?
Yes.
As long as Becca's chosen already. And Becca, what do you think for people that might be thinking about becoming a big brother or a big sister?
It's a great program. I think that they do a wonderful job. They have a lot of things to offer. They have people, foundations that give them donations and tickets to things, and it's just fun to be able to, a good way to enjoy the city and be able to spend it with someone special.
Yeah, they make it really easy to honor the commitment and to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Any more questions for me at all, DeAsia, that I can answer?
No.
Okay, because you've asked really good questions. And Sandra, is there anything else we should point out about what's happening at Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Well, in July, we just had our Big Brother, Big Sister summer picnic. It's an annual picnic that we have.
We had a ball being there, too.
Yes, that was wonderful. And, of course, DeAsia and Becca were there, too. So, and, on the horizon, it's not till 2015, we have our big 50th anniversary coming up, and we're trying to think of all neat things. It's going to be a whole year celebration in 2015, so we're looking forward to that.
You can get more information at bbbspittsburgh.org, bbbspittsburgh.org, or 412-363-6100. Do you know the number?
No.
412-363-6100. Now I have to think.
6100.
And Ricky's telling me that Cheryl, just called to say, Becca and DeAsia rock. Great singing girls. Or gals, she says. Let me get that right. Great singing. So she heard you. It sounded good.
All right.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here with us. Nice to have DeAsia here. I think we should have the DeAsia, Becca, and Sandra show all the time. It would be great. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio. Can you help me do the weather in a minute? Can you do that? 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, IQKidsRadio.org, Listen Imaginatively, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. where it's always Saturday. Also, Radio Phoenix, where the Valley comes to talk, sing, and connect. It's nearly 11 o'clock, a minute before 11 here in the East, and good morning to you if you're listening out west, where it's now a minute before 8 o'clock. So I think you can read my writing here. It's not too bad, DeAsia. I'm just going to write something that I think you can see my writing up there. So can you tell me what the weather for today is going to be?
Sunny. 81. Tonight's going to be cloudy.
Clear.
That's
54.
And Sunday's going to be sunny, 82.
Nice weather, huh? And currently, thank you, it's 62 degrees in Grove City, 66 SLB degrees in Indiana, 63 in Washington, 69 in New Concord, 61 in Clarion, 68 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square. The temperature keeps dropping in Phoenix. It's 86 there now, 86 degrees in Phoenix, with a forecast high of 100. Again, in Pittsburgh, 68 degrees.